야, 나 대리.
자, 또 텐에다 용대로 엔티어리.
저도다. 엔티밍이 야스구 카카시네 용대베다 대리 저로. 저 대리다. 체도 체도 뒤져 저로 차리 아래. 사장한테 대가래 겹지 용무대 장상으로 섬지요.
So first of all, I would like to greet everyone here, and particularly the Chinese from mainland China, my Dharma fellows, and other Chinese people from other countries as well. You have come here taking great pains and troubles, and I'd like to greet you all who have come here. Well, welcome.
随心你们啊，也欢迎你们到来。首先，我们问候大家。1, 2, 3. Rūma tārāpa tē, tā tērī āzū shēntrī shēyā, tīsū tīndi shi kēwa rī, ān kiāng sāngu lō rīyā, dōshī tērī shuā yī.
So today we have here some Chinese who just received monk's ordination, monk's and nun's ordination, Gitsu, and then for the monk's Gelong ordination. So we have fresh monks, Gitsus and Gelongs, and we have this opportunity to listen to the teaching this time. So I'd like to greet you especially.
야, 다 저는 얘라. 남주한테 전지시에 그 둘러. 엔다. 나도 사물로 싫은 분들 게 차대요. 아리. 당연히 찬스 자기 털이야 싫은 인부. 당 뒤시고 아다다. 측수자와 시디 멀음. 다 치료진 멀음. 어디? 엔 찬스 남주 차신는 시체 송쇼아.
So first, as we usually recite the Heart Sutra, this time first we'll have recitation of the Heart Sutra in Chinese, and then I will do the one verse, praise of praise of the perfection of wisdom, the mother of all the Buddhas, which is full of blessings. Here at one time, the Bhagavan was dwelling on a massive Vajra mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also, at that time, the bodhisattva, the mahasattva, the Arya, Balakrishura, looked upon the very practice of profound perfection of wisdom, beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said, this is the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. How should any son of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this correctly. It is interpreted to be holding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, competition, practice, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unseized, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no competition factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, no phenomena. There is no eye element and so on, up to and including mind element and mental consciousness elements. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origin, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of perfection of wisdom, the mantra of the mantra of knowledge, great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is the mantra of perfection of wisdom is declared that gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisvaha Shariputra, the bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the bodhisattva mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara saying, well said, and his son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharadatipatya, the bodhisattva mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, those surrounding India entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. Get me? Okay? No?
Malaysia library, Singapore library. Today under Huashang Tendre, Nim Dolia, and Shirunim Stambri. Today the other Shirunim Di, Namuina, the Janana, the Namu Mongoose did the Tunguari, the Pergunyam de Re Summer Sea. Some 다가는 홍콩다. 지금다 싱가포르다 말레이시아다. 아니 장난 감수 처벌하네. 아다 자유 출하던데 뉴제. 최기 고개를 쥐어봐 세하시네. 당수 염돌이야. 뉴제한테 지다 용되기 아래. 자 장수 토나 문해랑지 지금 람들 루스도 못 마임배. 지다 산지의 철이야, 터난 지다 레디야. 아다 자나 나는 자신의 들이켜서 낭보사의 십결 타이어드 지기 시작해도 와. 성문의 지다 가족이에요, 지리.
So around the year 1965-66, I went to Malaysia and Singapore. So in those at that time, I had the opportunity to listen to Chinese monks reciting Heart Sutra in Chinese, and we recited the Heart Sutra together then. And of course, in China in the past, there were many Chinese who recited Heart Sutra. So there was at that time when I was in Singapore, there was an old Chinese monk, and we were going together. And since I was young and he was old, I was working. He was not able to walk so fast. He asked me to walk slowly, and so. So we had in the past many Chinese who recited the Heart Sutra in Chinese, and but then in the meantime, this custom or the tradition declined in China, which is very sad. But then in the recent times, we annually, people from Taiwan, Malaysia, and Singapore, and then other, and also even from the PRC, the People's Republic of China, have been coming to teachings here, and we have this opportunity to, you have this opportunity to listen to the teachings and not just leave it as take it as a custom to recite the Heart Sutra, but you also are able to now think about the meaning, the reflection of the meaning of the Heart Sutra as well. And so these days it is said that there are around 400 million Buddhists in the People's Republic of China, and which is a source of joy for us all.
400 million 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 최저 같은 독순세야디 견제에서는 시합하자는 말이 말하는 게 독수다 뭐가 없다 전부터 네가 알아 야오 심수 재배이나 대자 시에당 니부대게 역자 먹고 쉬울 수도 와 다 뒤자와디 미시가 내가 두대기도 와 머리 부서야 돼 두대기도 와 사실은 인도산에 독순용 싸울 수 있어야 단다디 rāngshā sūyī nē tā dāwān dhūgī yārī, dūngān dhūgī yāmārī. Dīndī yīndū tā nē tā pūmjī rūkō sēm mūdhūvē tā nē pūngyūngī yārī. Dīndī yīndū tā nē sēm mūdhūvē rā chēngē kī nyūmō tūsūm tī sēhār shō sētā vārī tā. Tā tūsūm nyūmō sēyā dī nyūmō bā mēbārī dūrjīk chēnē chēkī tā mēlum jebdebē sōrō. Sāngjē chūm dēn dēlē yā 다자남기 규기 너무 도숨디 체기 에네 봐 진로고 파나 세라나스제니 세야지 요마리 돈은 되고 추이 미주신 로에동에 차금 메슬라스 니기 똑바샤나 뽀민디 세 송도와 다오나 에네 도스 두 너무 도숨다 대기에 에네 아주 동네 디디 차당고 왕게 준비 동네 디디 아니 딱 근데 세월스러나 싫어 나온 바셔서디 인루 수신도 시에베 아니 싫어 지다 파버도야 아니 띠무기 님보 다 띠무로 차라 먹고 예배 난게 조조 다 우머베 숨네 송대야디 띠무 덴진세야들이 어디 띠무 덴진 세야데 시럽이 나와 코네 세워마도 지 민중도 창주고 쌤다 어 드즈지구 드즈지구 아니 다가는 심도 추중을 나봐도 띵생을 나봐 더 세트야 매발이 자 근데 인도 처로도 남지기 싫어 지다 사고를 했네 대코는 이게 내로 시에 싫어 코네 써야지 뭐 인도산에 아니 싫어 나온 바하셨어 대대보다 처에 남는 자생인 뒤에 처럼의 처럼 다 간다 남는 제거야지 뭐 인도산에 아니 지난 게 갱의 그 발제기 아니 미소셨어 다 뒤 Peji Bali da, also Tumore. That Tengmeng Chigu da, that Rani Chigu Tarwa Druyara, Dirgu Yare. That Tamsi Chimbe Goba Druyadi, any Lam Didi Tala, Zo Gulu, Chaju Sumji Simbaju Yue, Yuzane, Chaju Sumji Simbe Tane, any Chinrukita, Yamlejita, Lawar in Tamito Veta, Shiro Gomia. Dona Changju Sim Simbeton, Lovasum with Yamlin Cheney, any so in it? Damin Togbeta, Shiro, Sangdon, Gulitivetone, any Tamjimokovan Druga, Jimmy Yuzane, Tamjimokovan Druya, Tea, any Shandung, Chedu, Druya Yindu, Tadane, any Jimbo Children Sava, Tesuja, Yamlin Chequaji, the Jimmy Yuzane, Gasser, Jubo Shores, what the Risha.
And so with regard to the teaching of the Buddha that we are going to go through, what is meant for is to overcome the three poisons of attachment or greed and then hatred and also ignorance. And so these three poisons cannot be overcome. I mean, we are not only talking about religious matter here, but even if we look in the world today, there are so many problems. So some people seem to be eating their bread already, so just wait a minute, because tea will come. Tea will come, and then it's much tastier if you take the bread with the tea. And so, if we look in the world today, we have all kinds of problems and troubles due to these three poisons of attachment, anger, hatred, and ignorance. And so nobody really wants suffering, but we all suffer. Why? Because we because of these three poisons. Now, in order to overcome these three poisons, what we need, we cannot overcome them just merely through prayers. We cannot make prayers to the Buddha and ask him to get rid of our suffering and problems. What we need, just as the Buddha himself has said, that the sages, the Buddhas, do not wash away the sins of sentient beings, nor do they take out the suffering and the suffering of sentient beings, and nor do they transpose their own experience realization into others, but only by showing the suchness, the reality of the things they get rid of. And they liberate sentient beings. And so just as it is said, how do we overcome suffering is by developing the wisdom and realizing the reality as it is. And so in order to overcome this ignorance about the reality as it is, and we cannot do so merely by developing the sense of wishing to be out of this suffering, nature of samsara, or the determination to be free from samsara, nor can we overcome it by through the help of the bodhicitta as well. And nor do we are we going to be able to overcome it through other practices. But what we need to develop is the seeing the reality of things. In other words, selflessness of things and emptiness. And therefore, as you, the Chinese, say in your prayer, and you have to develop, as you say, may wisdom light be a blade. And so you need to develop this wisdom, realizing suchness or reality. And then, you know, we also need to do practices or to overcome any obstacles to the development of the path. And then, in terms of the path that should be coupled with this realization of this suchness or selflessness of things, what we need to develop also is bodhicitta, this altruistic aspiration or altruistic intention to become a Buddha for the benefit of all sentient beings. And therefore, you also in your prayer say that may I engage in the bodhisattva practices. And so this is how we go about with the practice of the Buddha, the teaching of the Buddha.
Tongbanyi, ko tene truwa re, tene truwa yindu, teme rangwa truwa tong re, sati shayungu ya re. Chisa wata, shiru nyingu ta tanda zoho de dire towa. Ta tindri jiki ta nyamsu lan ne, ene, azo lo, kone kondo pe ne, ene pa yadya ro kandis toho re slava ina, gade gade, parang gade, parasam gade, buti yu soa se ade, tata tamebe lo, ji taba da tabje ji ko wan tondo nie we lo pe chimo mo yin ba a ji nam ke so na un so lam sa cha de ne ni dong ni le mi be sam ba de sim be da a taba da tabje ji ko wan tondo nie we da sam ba de sim be ani dong ni le mi be gun jung to yu de zan ne ga de sa jo lam de che de ne dong ni le mi be ga za da dong ni de mu sum du tong ne dong ni le Ninangi, that much of it, don't you Muslim to toy in the Zane, and a baranga de satisha. That the Nigini, Tungsin Combeta, Gomlam Didi, Parasangatis, take you ne any Buddhiso, said the Dimbri. Don't get a chamber to me. Sanjay, you and Ale, chamber to chance to you, Kajua. Chamber to you, eh?
So let's say the grace for the tea. And so with regard to the meaning of emptiness, the Heart Sutra emphasizes it. As we read in the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is not other than emptiness, and emptiness is also not other than form. And so what this shows is, that emptiness, when we talk about emptiness, the meaning is that everything is related, relative, and there's nothing which is independently existent. And so by meditating on emptiness, how do we make a transformation within our mind is also shown in the Heart Sutra by the mantra of the Heart Sutra refers to the progression along the path leading to the state of omniscience, Buddhahood. And so when you develop the path of accumulation, what you actually genuinely experience is this genuine sense of wishing to be out of samsara, or the genuine sense of wanting to become a Buddha, an omniscient one. And when you have these genuine experiences of the renunciation and bodhicitta, then you have entered the first path referred in the Heart Sutra by Gate, the first Gate. And then the second, once you have developed the first path of accumulation, then when you still further progress on put effort in your path, when you develop this experience of emptiness, the insight into emptiness through meditation, and then the wisdom of realizing emptiness through the power of meditation, then you have reached the path of preparation or application, which is referred by the second Gate in the Heart Sutra. And then when you further develop that path of the insight into emptiness, then where you reach is the direct, what you reach is the direct insight or the penetrative insight into emptiness. And that is the path of seeing, and that is the path referred by Paragate in the Heart Sutra, in the mantra. And then when you still further develop it, what you reach is the path of meditation, which is the familiarization with that direct experience of emptiness. And the path of meditation is referred by Parasamgati. And then ultimately through this path, what you reach is the enlightenment, Buddhahood.
Kèn kiến đạo.
I will first recite the praise to the perfection of wisdom, and then recite the mantra of Heart Sutra. And after that, what the perfection of wisdom sutras teach, they regarding the content of the perfection of wisdom, there are two contents, which is the implicit one being the progression along the bodhisattva path, and then the explicit content is emptiness. And so these two are also praised by Maitreya in his Abhisamaya Alamkara, and Masanagarjuna in his Madhyamaka Karika, the fundamental wisdom treatise of the middle way. So I'll recite these two to chart along. So this is a praise to the heart, the perfection of wisdom, which says, I bow down to you, the mother of the Buddhas of the past, present, and future, the perfection of wisdom, which is beyond words, beyond thought, and inexpressible, and unborn, unceased, and nature of space, and which is the object of exalted wisdom realized by self-aware wisdom. And then next is the verse of salutation from Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alankara. And then this is the verse of salutation, verses of salutation from Masanagarjuna's fundamental treatise of the middle way. I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, best of teachers, who taught that whatever is dependent on the arisen is unceasing, unborn, not annihilated, impermanent, not coming, not going, without distinction, without identity, and free from conceptual constructions, and peaceful. This is a salutation to the Buddha from Master Nagarjuna's fundamental treatise of the middle way. So from amongst the Thai and the Chinese, raise your hands. Those who have come here before, raise your hands, please. So please raise hands, those of you who have not been here for the first time. So those of you who have come from Taiwan and to this highland of Dharamsala, having come from lowland place of Thailand, if you're feeling sleepy, please raise your hands. So usually when I give teachings, first I give an introduction to Buddhism. And before doing that, I usually touch on the religion in general and then go into Buddhism. And so since many of you are here new for the first time, I will do that. I will first do the introduction to of religion, give an introduction to religion in general. And then because of that, those who have already come here before, people, it may be a repetition for you. So I think he's going to use some Chinese word, I don't know. What did he say? What did he say? Sleep. Yeah. So if you feel that this is a petition, then you may sleep on it.
Thank you.
다음은 신이 두루순제기 에네 싸워서야 된다 꺼지소와
그런 지식들의 자원이나 펜진 참바 시디 바꾸 용대야 자원에 대해 초와 당심 위협이나 등등이니 아니 여지 대화마다 참부 시디 용문도와 자다 미지도 나올래 어다 아니 자와세야디 나도 통한 기회 그도네 말을 때는 기회를 마이 누슈 초월이 마이 제외 나도 땅거리 대대직 동안에 나도 차로 제외 인도자네 미지도 나올 지지자 패지 내기 이렇게 패지 가다 내기다 공기 패지 뒤에 뒤 매 자와세야지 여드버려도 와 다 뒤에 나서는 나도 밀리야 사고를 둬야 아니 마이 자와세야디 시부지 캐시 무차제 늦은 인비 인도자네 출루 참으로 나올이야 아니 자와세야디 캐치 참으로 문지제니 출루 참에 자와세야지 시행도 자와디 광배동 다 아등에 되겠어야디 내가 대바스 랩디 패지지 지기다 가다지 근데 미나리아 시나로 도수 연두 님의 외기 아니 문화의 세르드 지 님을 가보자 님을 태워자 소로 대주제야 아니 미카 유르자네 메 최시되기 어떤데 유르 메를 태워자 소로 다 대주제디 제게 제게 문도가 다 되는 다 되는 인도 처리야 더루 여행지다 더루 매행지 니체 다 더루 여행기 처리되기 미 자와세한테 계속 무임하시고 문지체니 미 자와디 약자 동양 전달해야 아니 나 빼나 이슈쇼도 차시하나 지든 꿰법부 세외 등이 쟁기 지든 꿰법부 가서 꿰바리시 자 드는 인도산에 세외 등이기 아니 딱보로는 중기 기위 가서 꿰바 인도산에 딱 안조에다 참지 냠니 저거를 사지 아니 가시초인에다 이슈초인에다 주로 강박하이네 라랑기 군족의 연대주의 연대 배자와 타르토고 나와지를 했으니 참으셔야 되기도 하고 자상가 태바디 자와 공배 동야래야 주 가소래 균전래다 정기여배 소리시도면다 태배 태바치는 군족 자하청부를 했어야 시험에 균전 거든 놓고 미자와디 공배 거야지 패치 독스테는 다 든지스 드셰티오 초스도 사디네 인도잔에 지드코보보 되게이네 지드코보보 민두게이네 출루 뜨루예베 출루 사몰로게 자와세야데 캐시보 지금 문진체니 어다 티 열게 동야 단달라 텔레 이지레야다 텔레야 베조 용야 단달이야 에니 뜨루 셰제 다 뜨루 셰 인도 어디네 인도다 출루 사몰로 가다지 철이야다 가자 더루에 출루 참을로하게 참바다 자와 아니 참바다 자와서야지 개첨부 지니 텔레야 개기 야 셰다 아니 덩암 대주체기 참질이야 그 개기 체기에 인도자네 야 믹스세니 tolerance 서버검이야 forgiveness 셰야 즉 다른 신기 contentment 초시대야 다른 다 탈도 연두 self discipline 사대 주로 삼으시기도 주로 삼원으시기도 사들이 인두 아주 또 자체선에 시하나 자체선에 또 스텝이나 저번에 디가 그 취규 삼원로하게 잠 뜨루 예배 취규 삼원로하게 잠시 시기 예배다 뜨루 면자 예배디디 잠시 공부 동야 그 체도 이머지 배질 가서 다 쇠바체 둬야지리 통투야지리 딘리인들 아니 떠루면 저거지리 고야르샤 미캄도 매와 나서여가리 딘리인들 링가샬라 지는 거법을 남샤시 떠루지리 편도체여리 누바체여리 링가샬라 지는 거법을 여마리 아니 라랑게 지리 차왕 레라 때네 아니 라나 디도 용거리 딘지 인도 샤라 네바잖아 라나 동에 용거리 샤라 페바잖아 라나 대화 용거리 딘지 인도 샤라 자고 그래서 다 계속 되가는 마도 레테네지 샤다는 맨라체 아 딘지 이거 또 맨라디 컴도 메바 맨라와라 디 고야시도 와 나 산제베문에 산제베 쳐베지문에 샤베이나 좀된데 정리기다 깔이야 미 컴 좀된데 정리기 두제나 두제나게 이제 컴도 메바 맨라베 캐바도 뛰니 좀된데 거기 풍풍 안에 쿠루 쿠쿠어 보네 강사코 순수자네 풍풍 안에 퇴신배 다 예원도 없어 야 중거실 거리야 아니 강산매 풍부유 소야로 강산매 레유 소야소로 아 야 중거실 치듬매 심 치듬매 심유 세네다 다 된루시샤로 송교아리 야 중거실이야 아니 최탐제 있는 대버메버리 신의 송샤 제네다 점점들 정리기 뒤지 찍으래디 이내 뒤지 찍 컴도 메바 맨자와 여바 인도자네 더루 맨자와 송도가 다가는 신그 사바 자치 중 예배 차네 태고 맨자와 송도가 태고 맨자와 년두기 태고 랑사기 태고 제이니 택신기 태고 제니 대려야 이니 도셔 파르도 신비 태고 아니 상하 도셔 태고 쓰제니 태고 맨자 맨자 저 송용도 자들이 인도자네 디 뒤지 컴도 메바 맨자와 여바디 좀된데 셔서머시는 응은지 나한테 대다 뛰네 더도 맨자 태고 맨자 송셔고 들어 다 띵 아주 가르고 그랬으려나 정물이 띠가리야 더리께서 샤샤나 미통주 뒤주 락스시어리 다 디들이야 컴도 메바 맨자 여바 인도자네 더도 맨자 취유 고기 여바디 사우시다리 자 다들 지금 나타나 와네 당시 취주 사모라리야 저수 대바체서디 라랑 취규들 대바체 그거지야디 취규 사모라로 그거지하고야디 백개 하시 버리자 근데 지금 시세 다음에 주로 사모라 튼부 영야지 연구자라 튼부 고기 튼부 고도가 말하면서 차단 계약이 게임 먹고 싶으시 예배 탈이야 최대 차단 계약하는 신분이나 승 높아보시다리
人类的社会形成大约是在上千万年前所以有人的这个社会形成了那这个人类的
So we have this marvelous human brain And with this brain, we have a very special intelligence, which other animals do not have. And because of this intelligence, we have developed language and then also script. And through these means, we are able to think through and then come up with all kinds of writings and many different things that we have in writing as well, the records and so forth. And all these things that we do is... The goal of the, our goal in life is happiness, of course. And now, in order to have happiness, then human beings also have developed faith. And so faith, what it does is it keeps our hope alive. When we are in some problems, we keep our hope alive through faith. And so this has developed amongst human race, and so not the animals. Animals do not have any religion or any religious faith as such. And in order to... promote this and then we have developed also some philosophical ideas as well and so of course we need affection in human life and even animals do like being together with peaceful and harmonious friends and amongst themselves and so if some animal is like angry or very aggressive towards others then others in their species do not like them and there's no harmony and peace amongst them and they will be those who are angry and aggressive are left alone And so whereas in human, amongst human beings now, what we have experience is that we are nurtured, we were nurtured by our mother. And so this is something which is common amongst all the mammals as well, but especially among with regard to human beings, we are nurtured by our mothers. And therefore we have been brought up by under the care and compassion, love of our mothers. And so this is particularly amongst the human beings that there has been this kind of enormous care and by using intelligence and the care from our mothers. And when we of course among human beings we have these kind of fates developed. And some of them are just nature worship where there is not much philosophy behind them. And so when people in the past became fearful and about something, then they, for example, fear of darkness, and then they sought some hope and put their hope in the sun, and then in order to overcome the fear of coldness, and then people have also started worshipping fire and so forth. So these do not have much philosophical idea and background to them as such. And whereas amongst the religious traditions there are those which and so amongst the religious traditions we have those which have some philosophical background and those without any philosophical background, like nature worship for example. And amongst the ones which have philosophical background we have Christian, those of theistic and non-theistic religions. And amongst the theistic religions we have Christianity, Islam and others. And then and so in the case of the theistic religions where there is this belief in a creator God, it seems that they use the reason of keeping faith in the God which is seen as who is seen as infinite love and compassion and affection, and therefore the faith in such a God is used as a reason to keep up with our affection towards others and to promote affection and to keep up with it. Whereas, and so love, compassion is considered very important in both the non-theistic and non-theistic religions. And in order to keep up with this, the practice of love, compassion, or affection, when we face obstacles to develop them, such as anger, jealousy, and so forth, then these religions also teach us to practice tolerance, forgiveness, and contentment, and also ultimately the practices on self-discipline. And so, broadly speaking, these religions are to develop love and compassion. And with regard to the philosophical differences among these religions, of course, it is something which is necessary. Because there are people for whom it is more suitable and more effective if the idea of creator God, seeing the God as being infinite love and so forth, then they carry out their own practices. And then there are others who, for whom creator God, the idea or the concept of creator God is not so effective, and therefore they, for them, the idea of causality, that if you do something good, if you practice love and compassion, the fruit of it is happiness and peace of mind and so forth, and therefore seeing the working of causality serves better for them, it's more suitable for them. And so we need all these different religious traditions where there is this difference in philosophy as well, and because of the predispositions amongst the different beings and people. And so even amongst the Buddhists, we know that the Buddha has given so many different varieties of teachings, and in some teachings the Buddha has said that the five psychophysical aggregates are the loads, and then the one who carries it is the person. So in such a teaching, when he says that the five aggregates are load and the carrier of it is the person, it seems to indicate that the Buddha was seems to indicate that there is a person which is independent from the aggregate. And then at other times the Buddha has said there's no such independent existing in person, but then there is also there is karma which is created by the person. And then when he went into further into these philosophical teachings, he also taught that there is no external phenomena, nothing exists externally, and therefore everything is in the nature of the mind, which is the teaching of the mind-only school, the philosophical assertion of the mind-only school. And then there's also teaching of the Madhyamakas, where the Buddha said that there's nothing which exists inherently or intrinsically. And so in this way, he has shown all these different philosophical concepts and taught to different beings. And then brought depending on the broadness of the mind of the practitioners, the Buddha also gave the teachings on the three different vehicles, the vehicle of the Shravakas, Pratyekabuddhas, and then Bodhisattva Yana, and then also which come under the Sutra teaching, and then the Buddha also gave teachings on Tantra, this esoteric teaching. And so from it, the Buddha gave all these different kinds of teachings, and different kinds of teachings in accordance with the mental dispositions, the different mental dispositions of his disciples for whom he was giving the teachings. And so because of this, from this, what we can learn, the lesson that we learn is that when it comes to faith, keeping faith, you have to keep faith in your own religious tradition, whereas because there's need for different philosophical ideas and different teachings according to different mental dispositions, we also have all these different religious traditions, and therefore it is important for us to respect followers of all the different religions as well, respect the other religious traditions. And therefore, what we need is a harmony amongst the religious traditions, because we have all kinds of problems in the world. And if even religion, which is meant for peace and mind and so forth, and if it is used for some negative purpose, then it's very sad for division amongst us, and creating divisions and creating all kinds of negative emotions, then it's quite sad. And so when it comes to faith, you have to keep faith in your own religion, and then but you should respect all other religions.
正在修行他们的信仰，就因为如此，我们更需要去尊重别人，我们更需要去尊敬别人，尊敬其他的宗教信仰。但是信心是自己的原则，自己的教义的原则，信心只有一者，那就是自己所信。所以信和敬这两者一定要分开，信只有单一，但是敬呢可以包含全部，因为只要他们讲到爱和被爱的这种观念，他们只要强调这种的理念的话，其实都是值得我们去尊敬的对象。
不错，还少了一句话。在这世界上呢，有许多贪嗔的因缘，也就是说贪嗔的因缘已经够多了，我们不需要再拿宗教信仰作为我们贪嗔的因缘。我们要知道说，有一些人会以宗教信仰的名义，而是让自己增长自己的贪嗔，不需要了，因为我们已经够多的贪嗔的因缘了。
So
in the recent years, we have heard this tension conflict between the Buddhist and other religious traditions, such as in Burma and Sri Lanka. And there is also the case that some Burmese monks are even called the terror, Buddhist terror.
Forum 2000, sir, 创作者, Forum 2000, or the Ansan Suji Pesha, Nobel Laureate, sir, Conley Kamichon, Kuranshra Dinangi, Turisha Nangdu.
So recently I was in Prague attending the Forum 2000 meeting, and at that time Aung San Suu Kyi also had come, and I had talked, had talks with her, and she was also very worried by this situation in Burma. So religious, therefore religious harmony is very important. So over the last, I've been usually telling people that in the last 4,000 to 5,000 years, religious faith developed in this world. And so for in order to save some problems for the last thousands of years, when people faced problems, they sought some kind of help through faith, keeping faith in something. And but then what happened is in the last 200 years or so, so, there's been this advancement in science, and through that advancement in technology, and technology developed, and therefore, through the with the help of science and technology, what has happened is that whereas in the past people sought some help through faith in terms of overcoming diseases and sickness and so forth, physical problems, today these are solved through with the help of medicine, the technology and science, which have come from technology and science, and therefore with the help of technology and science, the physical problems have reduced amongst human beings, and therefore because of this there seems to have over the last 200 years people seem to have declined in their religious faith, and then now recently what science has also seen is that there is some these ups and downs in our emotions, and because of emotional ups and downs, and we have all kinds of problems as well. So scientists have become aware of that, and then in their research, and then through deeper scientific investigation and research, what people have also found is that the scientists have found is that when the brain there is some changes going on in the brain through which is impacted by one's thought, and so when these were found through deeper investigation there is emotional ups and downs which causes problems, and then the thought processes triggering brain functions or brain movements, then they have started taking interest in the mind. And so, broadly speaking, religion is for to deal with our mind, where science has been deals with our body. And so since we have, as humans, mind and body, and scientists also have come to take interest in the practice or development of love and compassion as well to solve problems.
yungurihis. Chisa chansi gita chagdang dewe nyomo, chagdang rakwa tizutepa, da rishi pa siki nyan tuba yinaya, chagdang ga zawa di dengzing tu yungurihari. Dindri yindu dangtu dawa di dogu gurihis, soni chumden degi dangme dawa di nambe genji. Dindri yindu chumden degi, ini lawa sungu diya dami ki dawa di dreya tawane, ini chirimu dami ki dawa di dreya tawa chik dhubjila shaane, dhe dhubjiki ta tabla zame chirim, lakwe dinginzi, lakwe shirabsa chane, lakwe lawa sungu suwa di dhingbali. Oda dhugus chungwa. Zanjiri yindu zane, ta kanda ini mudikwichi lawa sungu nyamne da dreya shilak, ta shilak chane nyamne yodeba ta diye digi Sengka namsha mongguji ta sungdegi yore. Ta dedongla shimdendegi dhamebe dawa dan dhere. Yang kasukuri sanjebe chulu diye sungje. Ta dedema shimdendegi jene ma ene gyaga keba, sanjebe keba, mudigwe keba. O ta didegi bengane kebe namchugu tohne ene jibuge kasukuri. Ta droling. Hajangshu shimurisha. Jidanda kasukhuchiwe. Jiluzhu siweyina, jilu gyara tangu niyo. Jilu mochung kongi da lo. Shibjishu kongi, shibjengabjishu kongi chumdende. Dine maa cheni, da yongzha siweyina da. Lo nyidu chukjishu kongi chumdende. Dine maa cheni, hakur tuya, Dekshishila zulakang diche. Dine maa nalindra zulakang. Dine birgamara shileta lomnyekang. Da dinsamolo gindu tso tso ni nabadwen daya chigi rimedwa. Da lomnyi shivu jib daya chigi. Shiru sungji chini yudewa shiridwa. Da labur duya nalindra liya da turu kuziri. Turu nipa sumudwa ne. Da turu gyara khashishirina da nalindra da 지금 산재배 추역이 그게 시루 숭지기 전에 대번 진주 뺏어 나게 쏘로 자되게 하래. 딱 뒤네 얘네 롱수 보사. 어디 뒤주 차이디 날린데다 개발 전대로 지금 나와 뒤주 차이겠다 시우지기. 나도 렉자가 추기고 타네. 얘네 딱 가서 추기고 타네 약게 시우 신체. 딱 드리는 자네 얘네 지 로이 남샤 디디 애니 그게 리퀘 잡아챘 로데 아직 먹고 싶지 애니 날렌데 개베다 산제베 슝기 나라 세메 슝기 디에 미신 제 수도 잡데 로베 촐란다 당 조 애니 루루데 디디테기 만 데셰 리퀘 인도선에 조 그 텐주거니 다다 텐주거 다도 사와거니 다도스만데셰견데지 낭배 슝디 다 치슈르샤다. 사진이 이제 들께서 지금 생리고 나네. 지금 낭 셰베 남샤르야. 더난 체네 님슈르 제연디 낭배 쳬기 슝디들 낭배다 슝디네 셰쇼디디 다 더나 믹스지 제이고도. 리스리다. 팬도의 시우지온데도. 그럼 아 결국에는 셰베 이나야. 생리고 님도는 저 같이는 로스 숨주 플러스 자, 다 게리게리게리가 도마 나를 게리기 도나로 제제 인트레스트란 제 독스체 침벌이 다 되네마 게리게리리아 투즈 마치베 그돌이야 마줄리네 체지 기타네 지금 뭐 뭔가 좀 그거 지금 대세 교육이 있잖아 판도 심지 되지 다 생각을 그 관리야 체지 무조로 봐 상제에 다 생각을 그 거기 봐 대세 교육이 판도 심지 되지 자 도스샤니 다 간다 담아다 만주다 가서 그렇게 난들 집에다 솔라가 전부 들 자기 죽주시야 나로리야 천리 죽주시야지 꿰버다 내 인생은 도스다 탁주시야지 아니 다 도스도 되기야 저기 내 인도자네 산지에다 천리구에 나네 나 시에베 남샤라 토나실레 인도자네 다 디프게 유저 대시 라야다 축수다 개슈디 사제베다 쇼지드레도 다 지지가래 되요 사진인데 아니 니네 들으슈 알아 들은 이슈베 매자네마 전에 들은 이슈베 나라 뭐야게 숙창고 전에 즉 테크놀로지 할레베 야제 신어디 테크놀로지 야제 시부디 되기 아니 팬더 밀 팬더 시부 중요하대야 미세야 나이 시부시 팬더 좀 들으지 테크놀로지 됐다 그러나 뒤진 선자도 차시하나 다 쉬워지기 다 민감다 쉬워지기 늦어 차도 다만 안다 다다 정리 대관리야 뒤진 안다 뒤진 고순 안다 여대가 뒤디 차상 배수 제외는 정물린디 차를 니숨 도시로하게 누가 여대지 저도 这些 기울이 전에 오늘 현안 차로 저도 저다 뒤디 천리 이야기 더는 중보로 자 뒤디 인도 다 세리 짱짱 타네 주제 짱짱 타네 독수 야제 신들 되기 미성이야 디기 쪽에 매바다 저물이 되가 타치도 되네 시디용 돼야 돼 카오지다 통되도 다 매 멍구지기다 통되도 다 세리 왜 멍구지기 들게 해서 다 류 최전 샤샤네 승기 최전이 계속 보시다 도스 아주 되시가 다 랑 이 친구 뭐 healthy body 영어로 healthy mind 곡도스 자 디디 인디 먼저 다티 자사 디셰기 요리 hygiene of physical health 다가는 지 hygiene of mental health 디념도 로고도스 니자로 다가 드리지다 뒤질래 되어리 다 들은 이슈에 맞아다 들은 슈 저집에 디가 고데 다 신의 제 체력도 하나 샤샤가 있네 다 칭어부 응만감 짱짱해 봐 가다 나 시에 걸어 더 나 사발래 돼야 님십시 돼야지 최대 거리네 류 최대 그 매지고 뭐임 쌤 그 최대 그 돈에 쌤이야 시디 거야 다디 돈아 사발리기도 와 어다디 튀기 분두 로다디 내지 갈래 드셔
So with regard to the explanation of mind, it is found much in Indian thoughts, such as the non-Buddhist traditions, and particularly in Buddhism, when the traditions where there is emphasis on the practice of single-pointed concentration, shamatha meditation, and also the special insight, looking into the nature of things and gaining penetrative insight into things, where there is such a tradition, there is more information on mind, and therefore we have information about mind or consciousness in the Indian thoughts, and particularly Buddhism. And in India, of course, and the non-Buddhist, amongst the non-Buddhist traditions, there were, they have the practice of the three trainings, the training of morality, training of concentration, and training of insight or wisdom. And when the Buddha came into this world, of course, he did his own study, and he had received education according to the Indian tradition, therefore he learned about these three trainings of morality and so forth, according to non-Buddhist traditions. And therefore, he studied about morality and then single-pointed concentration and then penetrative insight. And then, having done his own research, so popularly, going by some popular account, we know that the Buddha went through this training according to the Indian custom, and then through his own investigation into the reality of things, he found that that there is called Even if you may have developed the single-pointed concentration and so forth, this alone will not get rid of this grasping or clinging onto a self independently or permanently existing self and so forth. And therefore, what he found is that through his own investigation, the selflessness of things and persons. And therefore, the Buddha had said that as long as there is this clinging to the self or atma or soul, then the rest of the negative emotions, such as hatred, attachment, and so forth, will not cease. And therefore, in order to overcome all these negative emotions, one needs to realize the selflessness of things. And so, therefore, the Buddha taught the teaching on selflessness of things and beings. And therefore, the three trainings within the context of the teaching of the Buddha becomes the three higher trainings because of this, the understanding of selflessness coupled with the practice of morality, concentration, single-body concentration, and wisdom. These three are called the three higher trainings in Buddhism. And so, from this, what we know is that what we learn is that Buddha added on the top of the practice of morality, concentration, and selflessness that were there, that he learned, he added the teaching of the selflessness, anatma theory. And then, after the Buddha, there had been many great Indian masters who also commented on the teaching of the Buddha, explained the teaching of the Buddha, and did all kinds of analysis and critical analysis into the teaching of the Buddha and wrote their own treatises. And so in the past, in a chronological order, the institutions of education that developed in India in those days were Takshila first, Takshashila, which is in today's Pakistan, and then later on Nalanda Institution, the monastic university or institution developed, and after that came the Vikramashila. So these were all educational institutions in the past, and particularly with regard to Nalanda, which may have started around the 2nd or the 3rd century, there had been great masters who produced by this institution, and such as Master Nagarjuna, and all these great masters of Nagarjuna, with the help of their explanation, what happened is the Sanskrit to the Buddhist tradition particularly developed further. And so the Nalanda Institution produced many, many scholars, and particularly we have scholars like Dignaka and Dharmakirti, who used logic and epistemology to explain and comment on the teachings of the Buddha, not just taking the teaching literally on faith, but using logic and reasoning to come to the conclusions. And therefore, when they explained the teaching of the Buddha, the words of the Buddha, the Nalanda masters emphasized logic and epistemology and reasoning, and then drew conclusions of the teaching of the Buddha. And there is so much information on mind because of using logic to apply the teachings within ourselves to transform ourselves. There is so much information on logic, and therefore the scientists, even scientists today, are taking interest in the teaching of the Sanskrit tradition that we have. And in the last 30 years, over the last 30 years, I have had lots of discussions with scientists, which have been very, very helpful to us. And personally, I had discussions with scientists for the last 30 years or so. And it's really helpful to have this kind of dialogue with scientists, because when it comes to the talking about matter, the particles and so forth, we can learn so much from them. It's very helpful. What they have to say is very important and helpful for us. And when it comes to explaining about mind, then Buddhism has so much information that helps the scientists themselves in terms of psychology and mind. And then in the last couple of years, we in our in monastic institutions, we even have the now made it compulsory for the monastics to have sit for examination on signs as well. So it's part of our curriculum, monastic education curriculum as well. And so Buddhism has so much, I mean, has the most extensive kind of information with regard to psychology and mind, and therefore, although in the 20th century there has been so much advancement in science and technology, very highly advanced, but then there has also been lots of killings and in the battles, wars, and so forth, which is very sad. And so it is even said today that if we were to use the nuclear arms that are there in the world today in the hands of the different countries, and what would happen is they can, if they are used, then they can actually destroy this world two times over. And so such is the case with this, regard to scientific advancements, that we have such weapons and to kill. And therefore, mere material and scientific technological advancements is not a guarantee for peace and peace in the world. And therefore, today, we, after the, having discussions and dialogues with scientists for the last 30 years, now we are also, we have come to talk about healthy body. To have a healthy body, it is necessary and important to have healthy mind. And therefore, we have come with some kind of a slogan saying called physical hygiene, called physical body and the hygiene of mental health, and so this is where we have come. We have come today that even scientists are taking interest in mind.
Tā chāmbā kōm, tsāwā kōm, tā tūk sēshān rīdhū kōm. Tā sāngyē mē chē dī sīmchē tāmē bā chīk. Āni rīmbē kī tāgī lōyā kī, gātī gātī pārā gātī sīn lādhiyā dī. Sīmchē tāmē bā chīk, tādē lō, nīmō tūk sūn kī shiāngwā lā yōtē bā dī, rīmbē kī pā chūrchū tāngdī, chē dī, tā tūk sēshān lōyā chīk. Tā rā āni tamche chimbe kumbha thoyaji, semjian tamebe sat dine, ane nungun chimbe yishin gondu chayagi ta rodang dine sungu yorwa. Sa dine yindu zane, nangwe shung nalwa liya, shingwebe nechu lam drebe rinba, drebu gondu chizu yusi. Bana yongra chashane, shi tenba nyi, lam tapshi nyi, drebu gu nyi isi chane. Tāngatī rīpa chūshībē ūtākātī yārī, ūtisā, tī shūgūtī, gāwāndī yīgyōgō sūnāvīshī sōsātī yāsīnī. Kātā shī dāmbañī, lāṃ tāpshīnī, rīpa kūnī yīs. Rīpa kūnī yāyātī lāṃ tāpshīnī yīsā dhētēngē, lāṃ tāpshīnī yāyātī shīla dāmbañī yīvē chānē, tā yōngdīgā tūgā. Chāsāngā, lākwārtū ngā shūng nālō līyā, yāni shī mūbī nēsū, tētā dhērē lāṃ dhēvē rīmbā. Tell the denny, Jumu Mutu Chisus. Chesungo. The Jum den the Rangi, Wait, I think Sri Lanka Gelong is my way. Sri Lanka, Thailand Gelong, Thai Big Shu Cousin with my way. Passes it. 그냥 그런 데 슝두여나 야단지슈나 그냥 그런 슝두면 늦어가가래
So he's only seen
the
time mark.
dēngshī sūpe kato la dēngshī ngōla dēwa sūsāne shīngwa wēne sūsāne tīdū lāngdōr kēshī kēm bēbī chē tā pēnā ngōgdēn sēyā dēyē tōngbā yī shīlī yuwa chē rwa tā rwa dūndē tā shīwa shī mā rwa tā chāsāng tā kāntā lāngjī dēbā sēyā kōyē lōla yuwa tēyā yuwa dēbā chī yīndū sāne kō shī yīne zū chē Shin is you say that? That the name, then she chowed and devil's love to do me shiver cha, Gunjun Power cha. Lam Comarcha, that long dot, Sungua. She may be Nazi song, that lam driver must. Tendigita, Dome she. Welcome from Thailand.
This man is from Thailand.
Thank you. That day I injured you to the
radio. My battery. That is
that issue there. Tunggu ni siapa cakap dia siapa cakap ni, kunci bangun cakap dia bangun cakap ni, semua song siapa tinggi, ini dia bukan tu cik tu. So, di sini itu tak siapa pun ni tu, ko siapa guru yang itu tane, ini siapa yang kau lepas, ini nang sam kau lepas, ini Yusi Kintawa, tapi di sini ko lalu jujur tangguh na, jujur tangsa lalu kerjima, di kerja jujur tangguh ye me, tapi lalu 지금 죽당 뒤에는 심사하고 싶은 맛이나 욕망합니다. 그래서 이제 인류 로의 남자들 뭔가 쉬워지기 용대한테 들으셔. 얘는 로는 요동당 간지스당국 위험해. 그래서 뒤에 또 간다 자협의 상제비 지금 로당고 시인의 주지 실으셔하니 엔디네 다음에 다음에서는 실으셔야지. 차협의 대화에서는 실으셔야지. 또 뒤에 되겠다. 마란즈 가서 우리 그게 풍지 미시와 너무 독순 시대에 되고 실이 되었지. 딱디 간델로디 실이 되었지. 딱 가르쳐 왔으면 쉬어서 가르쳐 왔으면 간단히 실이 되었고 너시바 세세. 얘는 그 너무 독순 게 간단히 숙셔서 치러 떠야지. 자, 딱 동시에 침배이는 너무 도움 세야지 자와디 머리불 두든에 머리불스도 미시버 미시베 나네 친지로 걸로 집에 인도산에 친지로 걸로 지 인신자나 뒤 남지 채야 대응매변대수 지신 시에 치지 말아 걸로 지 그 뒤에 내게 되었지 그 치지 말아 걸 치지 말아 걸에 딱로 치지 말아 걸 시에 된 게 로 되게 치지로도 또 된 게 로 되게 견달아 받아 자 딱 견달 인발라 치지 말아 걸로 때라 균세요로 그 의원이 주 통되는지 딱 한다 치지 말아 불렀어야 돼 리얼리스틱 제도 같다 리얼리스틱 뷰 치지로 불러 뉴모사야 돼 안 리얼리스틱 뷰 자도 같다 제가 생각하고 담발라 자주시야요로 균세가요로 준발라 균세면도 와 그래서 이제 인류자네 그 어떤 러인 남샹 루단디 쇼 지금 실사고 전에 시야 돼 균세도 들으셔 사선이 신들의 고랑기 가사 내니 켜라 타기사들이 주니 담바담에 저기 소원은 신들에게 내니 켜라 타르벨람 땡기 타바라라 라레 시버기 소샤 다른 신이 던지 다금 건 소샤디디 그다 가다 말아서 수수수 딱 삼단이 이 교동가 이들이 이들로 남샤 먹고 터야 되는데 그러셔
为什么在佛家里面会有这么深厚这么深广的
So in Buddhism, there is much explanation about the mind. And the reason here is, unlike the other religious traditions where they emphasize praying to God to overcome one's sufferings and so forth, and then seeking the God's blessings, and then going along with the practice of love and compassion, in Buddhism, what we learn is that we learn about transformation, making transformation within our mind, so that we, as ordinary beings, in the end, can overcome the three poisons of attachment, hatred, and ignorance, and then finally, and even the stains left behind, and then progress along the path to become an omniscient one, to reach the state of omniscience, knowing everything and precisely as they are, and everything as it is. And therefore, in Buddhism, when we talk about the progression along the path, we start with an ordinary person who is full of the poisons, and then through by applying the teaching, make transformation within and reach the path, the omniscient state of Buddhahood. And so this is how we go about with the practice of Buddhism. And the teaching itself is based on, within the teaching we talk about the three rubrics, which are the ground reality, ground at the basis, the path, and the result. And so and then in connection with this, we have the two truths, which are the basic nature of how things are, and the conventional and ultimate truth. On the basis of understanding these two truths, we develop the two paths, and the conventional and the ultimate the path realizing ultimate nature. And then through these, the wisdom and method, as they're called, then we develop the two. We actually attain the two Buddha bodies, the two kayas. And therefore, in order to attain, the attainment of the two kayas is dependent on the path that we develop, the method and the wisdom, and that in turn is dependent on or related to the understanding of the two truths. And even in Tantra, we all come across these the practice in terms of the ground, path, and result. And so in the context of the teaching of the Buddha, the within the two truths, the context of the two truths, then the Buddha also gave the teaching on the Four Noble Truths. And the Four Noble Truths, which are the noble truth of suffering, the origin, cessation, and the path. And so when the Buddha actually gave the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, he began with the ground reality of how things actually are. And therefore, when he gave, when he taught about the nature of, when he was relating the nature of the Four Truths, the Four Noble Truths, he said, this is suffering. And then he said that this is the origin, and then this is cessation, and this is the path. And then when it came, so what this shows is the ground reality of how things are, what suffering is, and its origin, and the cessation of it, and then the path leading to it is. And then later on, when the Buddha repeated the teaching on the Four Noble Truths by talking about the function of the Four Noble Truths and said, know the suffering. We have to understand what suffering is, and then he said, overcome the origin of suffering, and then actualize the cessation, and then he said, cultivate the path. And then in the end, at the third repetition of the Four Noble Truths, he said that with regard to suffering, that there is suffering must be should be understood, but there's nothing to be understood. So this is talking from the resultant point of view, and so forth. And so, therefore, when the Buddha was talking about the ground reality of suffering itself, what he has shown is that we can actually make change within ourselves, and from suffering into happiness and so forth. And so why that is taught is because there is a possibility to make change in us. And therefore, he taught about what we need to do and how we need to change and what kind of means we need to use to make change within ourselves. And therefore, in Buddhism, when we deal with the ground reality about suffering and the origin of suffering and so forth, and then also the Buddha taught the more subtle layers of the ground truth, the truth at the basis level, which are the selflessness and subtle impermanence as well. And so when we have to make transformation within ourselves, what we need to understand is that these three poisons, which cause all kinds of suffering to us, problems to us, have the opposing counteracting factors, which can end them, and therefore through that we can make transformation within ourselves. And so what we need to find is to find the opposing factors, the opposites, which can eliminate these three poisons. And since in Buddhism we say the three poisons are themselves rooted in ignorance, and the other two poisons of attachment and the hatred are rooted in ignorance, and therefore we need to find the counter measure that can eliminate this ignorance. And so it is possible to overcome this, because ignorance is based on some distorted view, and so it is a distorted view, and therefore as long as it is a distorted view, there is no validation of what, no way to validate what it views or sees. And therefore, since the seeing the reality as it is, the perception which sees the reality can actually counter this ignorance. And therefore, this perception or seeing the reality, the perception of reality or the wisdom seeing reality, it can serve as an antidote to overcome the ignorance, because what it sees is validated by valid cognition, and therefore when we deal with this ignorance through the insight into reality, following is some realistic path, and therefore with regards to the truth that ignorance can be overcome through the wisdom realizing emptiness. And therefore, when the Buddha himself has said that I have shown you the path to liberation, but then liberation is in your hands. Whether you attain liberation or not is completely in your hands. It depends on your effort. So these are with regard to showing the reality, the ground reality of things.
Chene, tang azu jizu nalo le ya, gangen chay de ya, lakur tu ya jik shengi nalo, eni, jik violence chay de nge. Jik, tang dendegi pika gangen yu dhizu chay de, eni, kandis chen da, ting gokto ro kandis chay de waas. Dende da chondu ka kasha jik ngalib re. Ah, dina chondu mang chay de kanda jik, Shenzhen, any Kazuda, social worker, any MG, Chen River, or the Tetere. And that, Changme Sumzuru de Mazuzo Nalo, Chamzi, the Gimindo was. Kangor Kimzan Alia, that Chamzi Mandamache, the negative any Shinu Sem Mojibachan, the Neon de Dos Chen. 사드네 이르즈네다 아저다 참집 천주부즈 타네 이네다 참집 디 수구 최대는 이네다 시부지 계속도 가스 다 오늘 참집 빼다 그 스펙도스 다디 구두야베 그돌이야 에네 최신이 참집 빼야생인데 다들 저분이 디가라 미 동주 둔주 하스 제베 나라 동주 주 하스 지기 영라랑신의 절대 매스 non-believer 식도와 다 동주 주주시 다 절대 예배크 다 이네 다 디디 실사고 삼다나 최대 여세 말람자교 모두 최네 셰베 라레 갱에 배지다 몽구지라는 게고 말해 상에 조부들 가실 시기다 말람교 배실 지도디 Any sausage, the Mavisha, the Cox or Sunsha, the Lambro Young Shores and the Melam Jay or Sush to us, and they said, someone said, Saturday Indu, the Kanda Chur, Tava Yersing at us, Tondu Trujus Dinale, Kanda Manguchi, the same thing, Nancy Churney Shave, Lubjale, Yeezy Mabe, Daddy Savato. She Churney Shave, Lubjit, Rang, the Pinky of the Yeezy Mabche, Melamus give their mother. So, the day in the Zane, that the Chen Shen is some better, the only good care was a culture, that the day in the secular ethics, that thing as the Sam Dango is, Chen or the Burgo and the Cerebo Ka Cerebo Mongo Ji, Mosta, Jim Lozong Jen, secular ethic gone, Chamzu Combe Doyagi, Lozong Jayari, American Art, the Kakasha Yari. ता यूरोप ले जाने जी करेगी के लिए होया आगे राज तो सदिने इधर जाने तंग जो आंदो दी सेकुलर एथिक यानी सेकुलर एजुकेशन आला कसो पे लफ्तू या ची सदिने ची आंदो यीशु दिने आंदो ची कुरिश ची आले सदिना तो थाईलैंड वाले दिया समझ तंगो है रेशा
所以，in today's world, we have all kinds of problems, social problems, and problems in schools and homes and so forth. And I have actually attended several conferences on with scientists and social workers and educationists. And in these conferences, I have the people who the educationists and scientists and so forth who have attended agreed that there is lack of the problems that we have in our society today is in educational institutions or homes and so forth. These problems are due to, they agree that they are due to lack of love, loving kindness, love and compassion, and especially lack of love and loving and affectionate atmosphere within home, family. And therefore, in today's world, we have 1 billion, over 1 billion people who profess to be non-believers, and then we have 6 billion people or so who profess to be believers in different religious faiths. But if we carefully check amongst these 6 billion people in the world who profess to be believers in this or that religion, we will find that most of the people who profess to be religious are not really serious about the religious traditions that they are following. Whichever religion they follow, they are not serious about them, and they are not actually integrating the values that are taught in these in their religions, in their day-to-day life. And therefore, we have the problems such as corruption and abuse and so forth in society today. And so this is, of course, people just think that the called religion is something to do with their prayers in the mornings, and then in their day, the whole day, and it has nothing to do with what they do. And so they're not very serious about their religion, and even those people who's, these people who profess to be religious, and they become corrupted. And then in order to, they seem to be making their prayers to their gods to for the success of their corruption. And then perhaps in the Chinese case you have Amitabha Buddha and then Achala, the Buddha, and perhaps you may make your prayers for the success of your corruption to these Buddhas as well. And so the people are not really serious about what the religions that they follow, and therefore to deal with the problem, the societal problem that we have today, religion is not the means. And so we see in society today that there are people who want money, but then they are called involved, they indulge in corruption in order to make money. And so this shows, it's a clear indication that they are not serious about their religion. And therefore, religion is not the solution to the problems in our society today, and not in education. And so I have been told by people that these days there are lots and lots of Tibetans who are false teachers, false Dharma teachers, who come to Chengdu. And in Chengdu city in China. And so so what we need is education in ethics. And usually I talk about the secular ethics, because when we have to educate about ethics and morality, and religion is not the solution. If we talk about religion, which religion we would follow is the question. And so it becomes problematic. And therefore, I usually talk about the promotion of secular ethics. And so today we have institutions in the U.S. and also in Europe, in different countries, to the people who use secular ethics as part of their education curriculum to educate the youth about morality and ethics. And so we also, and we Tibetans have also gathered some material for this kind of secular education in our different institutions, and as part of the curriculum, school curriculum, and in Taiwan also, you should consider and do some research about such education. So somebody was asking me to announce about some necklace that they have lost. It's actually with a pendant of the Buddha on it. So if anybody has found it, please return it. Give it to me so that the person can come to me. And with regard to the text text for the teaching, I have the text being printed and copied at the Institute of Dialectics internet place.
Non-believer,
Jangle, 有一些人针对这个英文词 secular 就是
And so with regard to the term secularism, there are people in the West who don't like this term. When I use it, they say, oh, this has, this, they take this to have some religious or negative connotation to religion, with regard to religion. But I usually use this term. So these people include Christians and Muslims, who are my friends. And so they become a little bit uncomfortable when I use this term secular in the context of secular ethics and in the context of ethics. And but then in the Indian sense, I mean in Indian India. And so in India, the secularism doesn't have that kind of negative connotation, which is about being negative to religion, because in India, in the past, they actually respected the religions, the followers of different religions actually respected all the different religions and the followers of different religions. For example, in the past, there used to be one philosophical school within the non-Buddhist school, amongst the non-Buddhists, which is called Charvakas. And these the followers of these this philosophical thought were actually with regards to their philosophy, of course, the rest of the Indian philosophical systems objected and opposed them and criticized them. But when it comes to the practitioners of this particular school, then they actually respected the person.
It's
calling
the
sage.
Toma, so Dishi Shongo, the Dandavaji Resha. Senator, Kada Due Yamni Didi Jenny, Saw Sudden Yellow, Zor Tambishun did in Due Denu. And a Dingin's in Yellow, Saba Dingin's in Yellow, Zor in the Dungan did in Dodi Denu. Saba Shiru Yellow, Zor in the Dungan did in Mabetanu Senny. That day, Sanjee Chu, Yonzo Log, Governor Young Aranzo, Tepo Chi Jung Ming Dani, Yanji, but Shuji Chava Yor Sigdua, didn't overisha. Kanda Pali Shung, Denshi Shung was at the Sanjee Chu, Drum Shu Shata. That the name, the men of judiciary said the year, that Denshi Shung on Alolia, any Gobe Damba Saj Sung Shavaji, any Tame Beta Saji, Igi Tungedebe, any. Karatinshi Cheshire Juru Sung in the Senate, Dunga de Betanglia, any Dunga de Betanglia, Mida Dunga Tondami, she said, Sungua. Tao Didi, Shuja, Shiltawata, Tom Runguchin, the Shaker Young Eddie, Colo Parvasia, Shishing Shunti. Zana Shishing Shun, not that, the Hishu Najiri, but Shirinim Nale. 시진이슝 뒤슈지레디 바다 디나리아 동이다데 슈슈부 손용도와 엔넘 유안데 캬즈 디뚱게 말베 안다 가서 저기 도지져 봐 도지져 된 거로 와다 도지져 나로데 세브샤도 와다 아니 시진 분부 다데 제데 다시 가다 시다 람다 데뷔 최제 제라와 디드 파메니 데 담절로 민정 다섬 세네니 Tony Ganama, Bache, Rodigua. So the new Dean, Dinshi Chongonangi, Tumede Vichajun Yudera, and it's all in Gobetama Seaji, Da Sunshati, your Sivati. That did it on a ma, some dangoto. And it didn't do that, Chini, Musundungi, Lamjitamba Seadi, Dinshimita Sujuru, Musundutaba Losa Maimba. Dami, Tungi, any Muslim to the Lord, the Dead Halmata, should do dash of a chiritua. That the name, Gulama, Dina Yorba, 어디나랑도 콜롱가만가메 거리야 숭셔버디디 멍실이 샤네 디가노 콜로 치마치메 숭셔버디디 가노 낸체 여드버지 자 얘는 루루로 속어 디디 루루 토미로 속어 디디기 따 슝디도 삼아 대니 단 대셔 교용이 뭔가 싶지 도가 어제도 지르샤 진은 디지글로다
So with regard to the teaching of the Buddha gave teachings of the four, the three different types of teachings. According to the Samdhinimocana Sutra, for example, we have the divisions or the categorization of the teachings of the Buddha into the three wheels of the Dharma, the teachings turning the three wheels of the Dharma. And so, which... the Samdhinimocana Sutra, or the Sutra revealing the thought of the Buddha, is Sanskrit scripture, of course. And according to that, the first wheel, turning of the wheel of Dharma, the first wheel of Dharma the Buddha gave, is the teaching on the Four Noble Truths. And so the Four Noble Truths, the teaching of the Four Noble Truths becomes the broad overview of the entire teaching of the Buddha. And this is a common shared with the Pali tradition as well. And so within the Pali tradition, they have the practice of Vinaya, which is found in the in which you find the practice of ethics or morality and discipline. And then there's the practice of single-pointed concentration or developing concentration, which is taught in the sutra set of the teachings. And then there is also the teaching or the practice of wisdom, developing wisdom, and which is taught in the Abhidharma text. And so these are the texts which are shared with amongst all the Buddhist followers of the Buddha. And so sometimes we seem to make a huge difference between Hinayana and Mahayana. We use the term Hinayana and Mahayana and try to give the imply that there is huge difference between these two, as if they but we don't need to make that kind of difference, because even in the case of the Mahayana practice, we need these basic teachings that are found in the Pali tradition as well, the Vinaya tradition and so forth. And so these are the basic or fundamental practice of Buddhism. And then within the teaching of the Four Noble Truths, when it comes to the talking about the characteristics of the first noble truth, we have the truth of suffering, characterized by impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and then selflessness. And so these, with regard to these points, especially the teaching on emptiness or selflessness, they are taught extensively in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, which comes under the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, according to Samdhinimocana Sutra. And then also within this the wheel of Dharma, the second wheel of Dharma, we have the Heart Sutra, which teaches emptiness. Although it's a very short text, still it teaches emptiness very profoundly. And then in Chinese, you also recite the Diamond Cutter Sutra, the Vajracheteka Sutra, and also so that also teaches this, and the 100,000 verses of Prajaparamita Sutras also teaches on emptiness or selflessness very extensively. And so it's elaborating on the cessation, the truth of cessation, and in the 100,000 lines of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, what it goes through is many different topics from form and so forth up to omniscience. And then having gone through the different topics in the end of certain sections, then what we find mentioned is all these regarding the form and so forth. All these are merely labels designated, and there is nothing independent existence in them. And so in this way, there is teaching on emptiness very extensively in these heart, the Perfection Wisdom Sutras. And then the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma consists of the Tathagata Garbha Sutra, where also there is teaching on the emphasis on the path, the truth of path. And based on this, there is the Maitreya's Mahayana Uttara Tantra. And then later masters also commented based on these different teachings.
공지 싸움이 되잖아요. 또 레자기 흉나는 배지 싸움한테 배지 쏘인 쓰레. 딘레지기다 날린제 취규 디 난에 다 들어 개변하라 깨라야 되지 견지 시호소래샤. 견지 시호소 우모버 우모버 낭세기 아니 로빈 랭댕기 그래서 타냐도 랑젠 담겨도 시험 좀 시작하고 왔으면 또다 로빈 랭댕기 치준 시베지 로빈 랭댕 우모버로 왔다 치준 시베 들으시소 다 들으 개변하려 아니 견신 시수 아니 우모버 치준 미신이지 송 그래서 도우세니 가다 개발 쳐버리자 또 콩 들으 개변하려 벽이 아니 전부 추수도 생기 댄슈나 도우센다 콩 벌패 쟤니 콩게니 벌이야 다 산지기 추 자 산지기 추 들으 듬배나네 최제 손색감보다 갸나 콩마 다 년지기 저와 숙소부 차는 이유인데 되는 마치는 산지기 추로 도나한데 루야디 통나여야데 두드네 레샤 다 산지기 추 지금 가서 우리 그게 캐바 댄지 슈니 다 산지기 추 Lobson Jet Shadda, the Jetty, in Pajida, Turu Gavanala, Kenji Shiozu National, that's all Dirisha. So the Kenji Shiozu Rangigi, Ume Shung, Castle Ume Janda, Gerang Jetty, something which you are it. And Kenji Shiozu Kongini, Same Shung, any. Shen Zayori, Cheshin Zay, Da, in a Kongi Gidu, Lubin Kamala Shila, Lubin Kamala Shila, and Perlia, Pemni, and all Kongi, any woman now on Zayori, Dagan Shingi, in Tame Golia, Koran King, Kenji Shizun Zeshebe, Tame de Korangi, Digita, Jeba. 예, 탁주시도가. 아니, 별장을 해야다, 제시해봐, 꿈좀 밟았어. 꿈좀 더 봤어. 진짜 시야돼야 돼. 꿈좀 쏨. 제사와다, 별기다, 산지에 치우기 빼대, 지금 따꿈 쥐었음 그 빼대, 자, 지웅기 따르다, 짜오중에니, 권한이 쪼르샤. 아니, 러브름 치기, 아니, 상하기다, 최고도 제야, 꼭죽 쏘르고, 뒤신 융신 융신을 다 난제. 다 영장마다 뇌 도보 보셨나야 아니 댄슈 주야게 비게 겐셰야 아니 비치겐야 디도 조 겐시 쇼스레샤 자상은 겐는 주야다 표 강생이 좀 산제비 쳐디 배 날린데 쉬기 틈을 버리시 셰다들 시
那我是 所流传下来的这个传承呢，我们几乎可以说是由梵语系。
So in the case of the Nalanda Institution, the masters of Nalanda Institution emphasized logic and reasoning as opposed to faith when they commented or tried to understand the teaching of the Buddha, the words of the Buddha, and they followed the Buddha's own words where the Buddha says, O monks and wise people, just as a gold is tested by rubbing, cutting, and burning, likewise, you should examine my teaching and then accept it, but not because you have devotion to me. And so they have followed this verse, the advice of the Buddha to follow the teaching. And therefore, in the Sanskrit tradition, we have the distinction within the teaching of the Buddha, the distinction between what are the teachings which can be accepted literally and what are those which cannot be taken literally, and therefore those which if you take literally, if you find that they can be actually undermined by reason and logic, then those should not be taken literally but interpreted otherwise. And therefore we have the provisional and definitive teachings within the teaching of the Buddha. And then, in the case of, for example, in the case of Chandrakirti, what he has said in his Madhyamaka Avatara, or the entering into the middle way, he has said that such sutras like this and others should be should not be taken literally, or should not be taken as definitive, but interpretable teachings, provisional teachings. And so, within the sutras that he refers to as being not literal, he takes the one of them as being the Samdhi Nimochana Sutra, as we mentioned earlier. And so, even though the Samdhi Nimochana Sutra was taught by the Buddha himself, the Chandrakirti says that this cannot be taken literally, but interpreted otherwise, and so it cannot be accepted literally. And then scientists, with regard to scientists also, they do lots of investigations, analysis into the things and matter particularly, and they don't just take things for granted at the appearance level, but they go deeper into the subtle nature of things, subtle particles and so forth. And therefore, what they do, in Buddhism, we use logic and reasoning, and investigation is emphasized, investigating into the teaching of the Buddha, and not just taking it for granted on his words, but doing investigation and then accepting it, as I explained earlier. Scientists also do investigation into the matter and things, and therefore, they are not satisfied with the appearance level, but they go into the deeper investigation and the nature of things, and into the nature of things, and therefore the scientists do not resort only to books or scriptures, just saying that this should be so because it was said so and so by such and such scholar, but they do their own investigation into things. So similarly, we Buddhists do investigation into the teaching of the Buddha, particularly in the Nalanda tradition, and therefore both science and modern science and Buddhism emphasize on the means of coming to the truth or the reality through investigation and logic. And with regards to the Sanskrit tradition, we also have the practice of Vinaya, the discipline, the practice of discipline, and also which is same, and then the monastic vows and so forth, and then we also have the practice of the 37 harmonies of enlightenment, and so these are common practices with both the Pali and Sanskrit traditions, and so perhaps Sanskrit may have been the language of the scholars in those old days, and we find the modern scholars sometimes say that when they read the texts written by masters like Nagarjuna or Dharmakirtis who wrote the Brahmana Vartika and also the 400 verses of Aryadeva, when they read this text, they say that these masters wrote in excellent Sanskrit, and so even with regard to the language itself, the superiority of the language, they have written in a very beautiful language and excellent Sanskrit, and then they emphasized, of course, on logic. And then with regard to the Nalanda tradition, in the 8th century, what happened was the Tibetans invited an Indian master who was well known and renowned in Nalanda institution in those days, and it was Chandrakshita. And so Chandrakshita, of course, founded his own Madhyamaka sub-school of he asserted that there's no the absence of external phenomena, and Whereas there was already this Madhyamaka sub-school which was founded by Bhava Viveka, wherein Bhava Viveka asserted that there is external phenomena do exist. But Chandrakshita rejected external phenomena and then founded his own philosophical school within the Madhyamaka philosophy, the Savatantrika Madhyamaka Madhyamaka, called Yogacara Savadharmaka, Savadantara Madhyamaka School. And although Buddhism, with regard to Buddhism, Tibetans have already become aware of, since about the 7th century especially, when Songtsen Gampo, that Tibetan king, married the Chinese princess, Wanshin Kongzhu, and from then on, Tibetans became aware of Buddhism, but mainly when it came to taking the teaching of the Buddha and educating Tibetans in Buddhism and so forth, taking Buddhism, and the Tibetans emphasized more on taking Buddhism directly from India, and in the 8th century, Chandrakshita was invited. And then in the 9th century, Kamala Shila, his disciple, was invited. And so with regard to Buddhism, of course, as long as asked the translator in the Chinese interpreter, when Buddhism actually spread to China, and he said around the 1st century it has spread there. And so Buddhism from India first went to China, and then it came also later to Tibet. And so we are junior students of the Buddha, and then the eldest the followers of the Buddhism is part of those who follow the Pali tradition. So I pay my respect to you, the senior students of the Buddha. So with regard to Kamala Shila and Chandrakshita lived in the 8th century, Kamala Shila in the 9th century, and they have written their own texts. And then Guru Rinpoche also helped in establishing Buddhism. And so Buddhism in Tibet is... So I usually haven't said that I pay respect to their senior students, but with regard to the knowledge of Buddhism, we are not far behind. We are not poor. And so with regard to how we engage in how we study Buddhism in Tibetan tradition is that we have a very rigorous system of study, and the monks usually spend 20 to 30 years in their studies. And so during that period, what they do is first memorize the root texts, classical root texts, then that they're going to study, and then they listen to word by word explanation on that, and then what they have studied also are rigorously debated amongst the students. And so in this way, we produce our scholars on Buddhism.
Jadu Maharaj.
And so in January, there was the 26th Minor Life Conference in Drepung Monastic Institution, and the scientists who participated in that conference also visited the monasteries. Before the conference started, they actually had come there, and then they visited the monasteries, and while the monks were doing their debate in the debate courtyards, and later on during the conference on Mind and Life Conference, some of the scientists even were so attracted to this way of debating the monks did, and because they had a very good translator during their visits to these monastic debating courtyards, so one of the American scientists actually was very keen on using this dialectical debate during the scientific conference. And so some of the scientists have asked me that if this kind of dialectical debate, the way of study, could be used in other curriculums, other subjects as well. And then in the Tenzin Chamgen Monastic Monastery of in Taiwan, you also have a good study through dialectical debate, which is very good.
And Rizotu Sash, Zotunikore, Rizotu Zenim, that Dinange, Zor de Kashur Samut Dekonanigita, Tanapoya, Kitashung, the Zashirache. That D, my children, but D Yala sort of Jenny, any Shimunanda, Tony Dinjua, Zondo, this chair. Daya, Che Yi Dami, any Che Yi Dami, D, any Kanda, the Tarbot Druva Laya, Che Yi Dami Dog Racing. Sena Kanda. Dami dogbe, da dungi dogbe, shiro te, any shiju bome, nyambu zongto masse, minju bonyage, nyambu di, dire sene. That kata taba taba lai, dungi dog, gore sadi, sud, ya, pugin, nandensene, dushadi, da ribu chuchu de tore. That ne, gache lam, rodan di, rigitana, sungje, da. And the Rigitan on the Changju Sum Sundan Dee, so Dakshin of Jukon, Sung Shavish, Zorisha. And then Nag Shung the Dish of Jiggy, Changju Sum Jisachi, and Gumulu Zash of Shari, or Dinale in Dakshin of Jukola, Zosungua. Chesa Adaka the Lujugi Sunalia, somewhat deconanic turn, Korang Misha Machin, Guburudi, somewhat deconanic turn, Telapoya the Lady, did the Chelji, and all.
So with regard to the text written by Master Nagarjuna, usually we talk about the six collections on reasoning by Master Nagarjuna, which mainly talk about emptiness and the practice of wisdom. And the main text that he wrote on emptiness as being the main subject matter is the fundamental treatise of the middle way called Wisdom. And then as a branch of this text, we have the Shemonamtha, and then the 70 verses of reasoning, and then also the overturning the arguments, or which also teach on emptiness, and and then we have the text which emphasizes that even for liberation, for nirvana, in order to attain nirvana, we need to understand emptiness or the selflessness of phenomena, and therefore we have the 60 stanzas for that. And then Master Nagarjuna's Ratnavali teaches about the extensive bodhisattva path, and within this text he deals with the bodhisattva path, and when it comes to explaining about the bodhicitta, he touches, or he goes to, teaches about the equaling and exchanging self and others in terms of cultivation of bodhicitta. And so these are the different texts that Master Nagarjuna wrote, and then today we are going to go through the 60 stanzas of 60 stanzas. 70 verses on emptiness, and then today we are going to go through the 60 stanzas of reasoning, and on top of that we'll also go through the concise Lam Rim by Lama Tsongkhapa, which is also called the Song of Experience.
Rizu Choga, the Shelon de Messorum Jugun Shivin, Sorum Jig Sansa de
ask them to share, and then we have text at the institution.
Takada, the big Katsono Kozimish, Kukumoti. Sono Kozimish Kukumazane. That's the Chivakimito, the Chivakimito to Srisha. And it's all Shiro. Kunlamun Machine, Debashanda, your the other eighty, tissue in Dutch. Daughter away, there shall be good to the Debati. Tianda, Lungi Yamare, I think a Lung to Yamare. They need to march, she knows some. So, that the daughter away at the Sundita. Churchida, huh? Then the Teller, Lovin Dini. Denji Devon Jung, Chidden never sent to Tekona Sigi, gave a cabaret neighbor days, Tetoko and the Tabacho and Nay, but Kenne, Denji Devon Jung, Tonga Le, Jididid, the Gavaso Molu, and Jungada, Pabakasa Molu, and Jungada, Sanjay Shimden, Ishi Tobiba, the Devon, and Napa Tamjado, Tekona, Oberzo, Chang Chuba, Young, Signe, Denji Devon Jung, Rangi, Maji, Chir, Gavatan, Jibata, Yabata, Mabata, Tobe. Chime, Mago, Denji Devon Jung, Moni, Tonga, Yimber, Chava, Niki, Jene, Denji Devon Jung, Chava, Shede, Sen, the Kadadi, Sundanimudi, Lovin Tuxi, Gomuluru, and Rangi Gita, Kazurim, Tembe Shung, Ramjola, Sigdon Z, any Yamshin Z, Chajin, the Koranga, Namjuk Tane, other Kanda Tonga Nisa, the Tinjung te kona nisa, te tinjung te kona sigi nda. Tinjung te kona nisa di, si sanje ve che ge tumu mo yinbu yinbu si ge, da xie tu ya ji da, te yi tu ha ne, ane, tenzhen ve da, 丁雄给他看他当了三百三千个学生了现在太不妥呀丁雄给当了丁呢丁雄给他可能你了丁他可能你给哎呢你们别直播的谢谢直播的一直念不见你看他他不要国王妥呀他他就先别国王妥呀他第一滴哎呢他们可能给学生们是能南区给他呢第一滴结果다디네네코랑그드원냠네나네에구즈데용자레베저사토베다파베에교차디아레라제네와다에네간다지코랑게다남주토네로존나시버디다로존데라링게네냠뇽토네제네에노딘주게데코네세데투모모이모르시네응네데버좀덴데레야데버좀덴데디天中让我过能多么子的，多么难的不一般之事。前年，我大爷呢，天中这边的天中让我过能多么子的，多么子的呀？呢，对象在哪里？对象在外出的呀？呢，趁着别家的讲吧，别送养养老出去养的，对吧？是啊，天这个团呢，没说做天中让我过能多么子吧？是啊的。前年呢，确实，俺的看给电视这个兄弟帮着是啊的。确实的送日子，他得送下。嗯。
So His Holiness was, first of all, the, amongst the six texts of the regarding the six texts by Nagarjuna, the six what is were known as the six collections of reasoning. His Holiness received his teaching from Sergon Tsenchev Rinpoche on these texts, and then particularly he received the teaching on the fundamental treatise of the Middle Way by Maharaj Nagarjuna, which is one of the main text with, amongst these six texts. He received the teaching on this one from the Kinori Lama, Lama from Kinore, the Lama Tenzin Gyaltsen Rinpoche, I mean, who actually knew Sanskrit very well as well. And so this text is very profound in, even in Sanskrit, also when he gave commentary. And it was a very profound teaching. And then today, when I give teaching on the 60 stanzas of the reasoning, I'm also going to base on the commentary. There are different commentaries by different masters, but I'm basing on the commentary by Master Chandrakirti. And of course, with regard to this text, there's no reading transmission yet, oral transmission, but with regard to the other six texts by Nagarjuna, there is reading transmission. And the essence of what His Holiness read through read a part of Master Chandrakirti's commentary, and the essence of this, what he read is that he says that Master Nagarjuna, the compassionate master, studied the teaching of the Buddha, and he also examined the teachings of the Buddha with his great wisdom that he had, and then found that the teaching on the dependent origination or the suchness or the reality of dependent origination is something that is unique to the teaching of the Buddha, and he found the Buddha to be a very unsurpassable teacher with regard to teaching this. And then he also Chandrakirti says that with regard to the teaching of dependent origination, Master Nagarjuna actually found that this understanding or insight into the dependent origination, the reality or the suchness of dependent origination, actually serves as antidote to both the afflictive emotions, the destructive emotions, as well as the stains, which are called the obscuration to knowledge, or cognitive obscuration. And so he says that the Buddha taught this part, and Master Nagarjuna actually saw this to be the case. And then, having become a scholar, a learned person, later on, Master Nagarjuna, through the study of all these teachings, then practiced the teaching of the Buddha, and through his application of the teaching within his meditation and his reflection, he actually found that the Buddha was a teacher unexcelled in the sense of teaching dependent origination. And so the Buddha gave teaching on this. And so the first verse is a homage to the Buddha by Master Nagarjuna for being the unexcelled teacher teaching dependent origination.
Javesh nukyubu la chasa lo sa di ini lozawe gyurcha sa ni lozawe di su kaya pyoga na su gyur yundu za ni ini ta gyurki parche shiya dindig dindari ya ini chi kaso ta yuri kyabara chana pyoga ta chasa ya ro ta tenyang ini pechi chuye chizun di zin kudur mendo chuye ki kaya zi ni ngwabe denu ina Jambela, Kasota, Chatea, Due de Nuina, Tamji Kimbala, Chata, Losen, Goya. Any Dodi de Nuina, Josanya the Shoes of the Delay, Chata, Losen, Goya, the Digi, Munchege, Get Jenny, Pazir, Dujag Tone, that Daniel Kangakuni, but the Pazi Shet, the Digi, sorry.
So the title of the text is called in Sanskrit. The title is Yukti Shastika Karika, and in Tibetan, the Rigpa Tukchupa, or in English, 60 Stanzas of Reasoning. And then the text says homage. It says homage to the youthful Manjushri. So with regard to this homage to Manjushri, it was actually a homage paid by the Tibetan translator in accordance with the decree of the Tibetan emperors in those days. Particularly, it may have been Tisung Detsen, who lived in the 8th century. So according to this decree, the translators should pay homage to Manjushri if a text belonged to the Abhidhamma section, and then they should pay homage to the omniscient, the one who knows everything, the omniscient one, when the text belongs to the Vinaya section, and then they should pay homage to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas when the text belongs to the Sutra text. And so accordingly this homage is paid to Manjushri.
Sahandata Ganju Pudi Jasishari Tenju Pudi Ta Nija Nishusish Nishusaklanchi Chesavata Dina Hana Peji Janan in Jur Peji Pudi Jonishish Mendra Shin Ditri did someone Jaganus with your story, the Indu, or the Jagar Gat Ocean, you know, the Nishisha Peji Ganju. Gaganali of the Pesim Mangi was so stu. The Shibridge Dunder, Nimshucha Majunde, then you Pesi Paganali of the Pesim Mangi so stu.
So, with regard to the Sanskrit title that is given here, this is to indicate that this text has been translated from Indian language. And then in the Tibetan canonical collection, we have 100 volumes or so in the Ganjur, which are the words, translations of the words of the Buddha, and then 220 or something in the Tengur collection, which are the words or the commentaries by Indian masters to these words of the Buddha. And then within the Kanjur and Tenjur, there seems to be about 15 or 20 different volumes which were translated from Chinese, but the rest were translated from Indian languages. And with regard to the Kanjur, the words of the Buddha, they are translated into Chinese, Tibetan. It seems that we have less number than the Chinese translations of the words of the Buddha. And then with regard to Tenjur, we Tibetan translations are more in number.
Oh,
And so we have some project with some Chinese, Taiwanese people who are doing translations of texts which are not found in Sanskrit, which are not extant in Chinese translation, but which are translated, which are there in Tibetan, to translate them from Tibetan to Chinese. And where there are texts which are not in Tibetan but in Chinese, we are also translating them into Tibetan. So from the Wisdom and Bliss organization, of course we have monks and nuns who are, there are people who are doing this translation. When they become sick sometimes we have problems, so we need to produce more scholars so that we can have plenty of translators who can do this job later on. So as long as it's saying that the Chinese, that when they have to actually pronounce Ra, they actually say La. So they need to do more practice in pronouncing it correctly. So because during the ordination this last days ago, when the Chinese had to say some words, and when they have to say Rung, they say Lung. So it has different meaning in Tibetan. So as far as I know, in the Tibetan translation, we have the translation of the Avatamsaka Sutra, only 6 volumes of them, but it seems that there are more number of volumes in Chinese, so we are maybe missing some of the volumes. And then there is also Mahavibhasa text, which is in Sanskrit, and there is a translation in Chinese extant, but somebody, Fa Song, has started translating it into Tibetan, but it's not complete.
Rang shumne shesha ve dami tokbe lotti ki 아니 믹데 타다 식투도 못 써. 다 뒤에 내가 두고도가. 다 믹데 하나 그 댄진기하기 그 시즈 다 되게 하래. 진짜 믹데 타다 식투로 죽고 하래. 다 믹데 타다로 식부지기. 나 간다 진진들 다 다음에 뵈던 전강 롤 샤윤도 전에 믹데 타다 식투야지. 다 진진지기 뒤에야 그 간다지 탄이 있어야 하긴 너희도 있고 그거가 동반이 있어야 돼. 그 캐주지 말이야. 캐주지 건드지 말이네. 그 캐시고 그거가 그 캐시지에 뒤 때문에 캐주시하고 말도 캐시도 만들어 캐주 요구하는 거야. 자, 근데 이제 동반이 있어야 돼. 동시 출전지기 캐시체는 뒤자 캐주강으로 로드게 도가. 자, 이제 이 사람은 다음에 와서 하기, 밑에 시기 하기, 고아, 야오지 뭐 주나? 야, 그게, 케이시, 그게 다 가서 우리 최신 샤야 돼, 양 강연 쳐야지, 그 용대도. 그래서, 나들은, 가서 우리 그게 강연 돼, 세야 하기, 다 존재, 서슈 돼, 좀 전들랑 넣었겠네. 그것이 깨는 게 대마지 쟤는 송교하래. 어떤 고물루루기에 땡진 대본 종어인 바 인사 아니 원이 주주에 동안에 있었는다. 땡중 주제를 쟤다. 다음에 배다와 송유를 자네 할래면 누구를 쟤다. 그와 그러니 다한테 쑥 동보고 세하고 쑥디 아니 주던 깬삼 도 마세 봐. 수디 파바바 수기 입다 카도도 직전에 파바바바 또 세주 하시면 있나? 니하면 누가? 뒤 들이켜서 천식이 타네 관점 피식스 하디. 쟤는 니하면 되지 않아? Objectively, you can't find any sort of reality. 누가? 자, 어디 디리? 자, 디리 인도산에 파 세주산에 쟤는 매 되지. 다 패누지기 얼마? 다 패누 就是说他的朋友这个月份就是说呢他这个月要的话他可以约要和把电呢把它打下不是马都就是没得有这个可是人跟我主要的先这个让来呢先这个让来把我们先这个对别管呢主管这个就是说我的电中是要的了用这个电中是要的呢那不怎么老的学习的 때는 딱 왜 땡중 슬루잖아요. 다 우매베 고와 쪼슬리기도가. 다 때는 떡으로 걸레 야 르메르메기다 야와 야 지금 개발 유도가 지기. 그 차시에 든들 떼네 딱와 지기한 거야 유도가. 다 거니버디 다 그게 유중은에 딱들잖아. 낭좀 대면서 봐봐. 인루 건지도 잖아. 싸우는 이야기 되고 지기. 든들 인들 다 유루코 민데 샹섬시 마도 메드베시 드니르스네 수 동보우스 다 동보니 수수스잖아 지 동보니 데미지 최신 더 만저지기 양가의 동이 연구 말이 간다 변한데 디 수 동보 동보니 수수스네 송샤게 동보니 디 수 최시 수르샤니 대등 중이 송게 알바 자상가 수기 동보니 디 와 에네 가서 수 동보우스 수디 다주잖아 니규메 땡에 아 타르투 윤디 다 수지 연이 아래 다 때는 딱 삼십마다 매대봐 진짜 윤디 민두 민 강론 주세 된 매바 말해디 되게 샤 윤디 자네 민국 왕의 여바 코나마도 삼매대지 차 용도 자 진짜 윤디 자네 민국 왕의 여바서 차오로 봐 자 진짜 윤디 수 민국 왕의 여바 마도 되게 뭐네 동샤스 소동보스 동반이 수수스 자네 다 수 모니 주변 땅의 정신지 여바 인사 그 견실로 되버디 용적도가 그 모니 주변은 되고 말와 그런 랑왕권을 주버와 시한 되고 말와 사실 이 일산에 수 시한로 되버 매베 랑왕기 정신 매정해지기 이번 일산에 그 견실로 되버래 견실로 되버거네 속도 좁도록 하다 사실 이 일산에 동문이 소소시니 所以说，这里讲的就是好多代表呢，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了，恰当你不得了， 야 미두고 고메야다 에니 지 가서 우리 잡아 고메야 들이게 더 내면 차단기 그도 그냥 모두 지가르디 그도 그냥 모두 제 지가르 그 순지민 그냥 모두 해야 돼 그냥 차단 얘기 들으실 때 대화가 소식 도면도 아니 대차가 써야 되게 상불로 상불 때니 때 당도 링기였어 때 눈주 가도 왔어 알바 시단 되게 냐발라 냐발 때니 그거 대비 쇼기에 근데 차단이 보면 나도 미국 미국 거트 말아 차단이 우리 시야 얘기가 또 와 근데 눈주게 메스 알바 네 이 유동지 야구질 때세 엔딜바 엔 지중체 통지시 체이어스 디견 카드 같으면 아니 미즈코르다 튀고마로다 너 당원디 게지 테이즈는 디파 미드 겨지 쇼요 디견 카드 왔어 로도 다디 우메 우메 슝네 송셔디 디기 차만 이부디 싸워 토스디 다 디무 덴진 토기더디 아 저상 뻔이냐부터 맞잖아 순진비냐부 쌍기 공주야 매들어 지기 다 상호 과야시도와 다들 상 당국도와 자 다디 아다 아다 에런백 그래서 에런백 상호래
좋아
에런백 아무리게한테 뒤지 미심 투등을 지자라 맨주제 딱제시 등의 지기 캐버지리 공 마투에 그 둘이야 다 로카시아 공주리 두두두두전에 그런 로지 접실돼 사실 다음에 시작할까 저는 어 공이 뒤숨기 시당계에 그둘어 시당계에서 유디 미두고진 아주로 나는 거야 그래서 이 심주 제인도 자네 미두고 차 야적 구주 담바디 남도 죄샤스 저다 남도 좋다야 디 유디 담버 심베 타네 남도 좋다야 것도 사진이 인데 차단 이부디 상골로 상골다 와다 냐발 냐발다 와다 가서 우리 그 단협에 로든지 융글 차단다 가시는데 딱 간다 지단 상고로 상고로 따와다 냐발로 냐발 따와다 또 단협을 려나 융글이 될 때네 랑도 최고 열어다 최냐는 자도 좋어다 레디 차단 이부데 엔 유 상고로 상고로 따와 상도 마세베 유테 지들 나오는 시 담바르 신체 네가 너를 좋다네 엔 당황께서 있는 체 믿어봐. 차관께서 있는 체 누구질러 남도 그 조다니 형들도 조다야 심한데 유지 대머 나와 따라 대머 주로 짐벗되게 자인 것도 와서 나가시도 와디디. 되면은 돈이 나왔을 때는 좋았을 겁니다. 다데 뉴모게단디디 싸워 때문 된질로 도요버디 야고 샴베이나 다 동네에 따 뽕이냐 못 매나 순지면냐 못 삼게다 대야베다 버치기 이시도가 싸워진데 인도 관계 깨던지보다 춘디인의 방주가 된진도 된진종은 송고의 통한들로 차차로 신이 다가다 뉴모버디 시제 집에 자 투야디 동네에 따 코네 잡마도 로신식이 지도하면 누가 동의가 나와서 갑진다 장주국성도 친주국남이 다치게 터뜨리되 구구여하래 니들이 갑진다 제외 농구 총대의 동원이 고모 코네 다 시주봉야마도 터뜨리면 누가 니들 대회장에 다둔집의 댄지디 담임도의 시로 코네 미국 찍으려면 있는 진단 왕게도 쉬고했다네 내용이 여러 번 어디 드시죠
So with regard to the homage that Master Nagarjuna pays, it says, homage to the great sage who taught dependent origination, the means by which are eliminated arising and destruction. And so, the great sage here has a special meaning with reference to the Buddha, which refers to the Buddha himself. Although a sage could be someone who has become liberated or become an arahant, such as the arahants of the Shravakayan and Pratyeka Buddhayan and so forth, who have overcome the negative afflictions from within their mind stream. But the Buddha is called the great sage or the lord of the sages because of having overcome not only the afflictive emotions but also the residual stains left by those negative emotions. And so to overcome these, then what we need is the wisdom realizing the emptiness. And so through which coupled with other factors can overcome both the obscurations and afflictive emotions as well as the obscuration to knowledge. And with regards to the understanding or the teaching of selflessness, of course, all the philosophical schools, the four different philosophical schools within Buddhism assert the selflessness. And then, whereas certain schools do not assert the selflessness of phenomena, while they do assert selflessness of persons or beings, they do not assert the selflessness of phenomena. But with regard to the selflessness of phenomena, there are these Chittamatra and Madhyamaka schools who do assert that. Now, whichever schools you follow, whichever philosophical schools you follow, is the assertions you made. But the point that you have to get to is by establishing selflessness, that there is nothing independently existing or nothing objectively existing. And what you need to get at is the destruction of all objectification in things. Because as long as there is some objectification, some kind of a clinging left, I mean, you still will have negative emotions or the afflictions. And therefore, when we talk about selflessness, what we need to understand or what we need to get at is this: the absence of any objectification of things. And therefore, we need to overcome both the extremes of nihilism or permanence and an extreme of eternalism and nihilism. And so for that, we meditate on emptiness. Now, when we talk about emptiness, unless you are able to get rid of both the extremes, it's very difficult to get rid of this clinging or objectification in things. Of things, and therefore, because emptiness, when you establish emptiness onto something, saying that this is empty of inherent existence, what you are saying is that emptiness is a qualification that you actually a property that you qualify onto that thing, and therefore, if you are not able to do away with both the extremes, emptiness, maybe you can reify the emptiness itself, and so. without being able to get that emptiness or the selflessness very precisely, you will fall into these two extremes of nihilism or permanence or eternalism. And therefore, even in the sutras, there is this teaching on in one of the sutras, it says that whatever arises through conditions has no arising, and there is no nature of arising in it, and so forth. And so what this teach, and also Master Nagarjuna talks about this extreme, that the absence of the two extremes as well, teaches on emptiness. And therefore, for example, when we read in Heart Sutra, form is empty. What this shows is that there's form has no objective existence whatsoever. And so when you try to look at the form or some physical thing and say, try to find that form or the physical thing within it, I mean, you will never be, not be able to find anything that you can point to as being this form. And this is to say that nothing, when they're searched for, the form, for example, cannot be found in that object. And so objectively, nothing is there. So this is something even the quantum physicists say, that objectively there is really nothing that they can find. And therefore, this is very similar to the quantum physics. But having said that, when we relate our life, when we relate with these form or physical things and so forth, they do affect us. And so it shows that there's something. And therefore, if there is nothing, no form objectively existing, what is form is the question. And therefore, when you have to say the form exists, you have to be able to reject the objective existence of the form, but then the form has to be established by way of dependent nature, and therefore form is dependent on other factors. And therefore, when we talk about dependent origination of things, there is dependence in terms of causality, how certain causes and conditions give rise to their effects, and how these effects arise from those causes and conditions. But then there is also the dependent origination in terms of how things are labeled, that they are designated, and that they are related to others. So with regard to that, then we have in connection with the relationship of things, then we can say, of course, parts and the whole are related to each other, and we have a whole, and as this whole is dependent on its parts. And then when you go deeper into this dependency, you have the dependency of how things are merely labeled. And so this is how things, so when you have to find how things actually exist, then in search for form, for example, you cannot find a form within that object that you are searching the form in. And the form does exist. So now how this form exists is by way of designation, by way of name. And therefore, in Heart Sutra, we find mentioned that form is emptiness. And so this means that form is not independently existing phenomena, but it is devoid of independent existence. And so since form cannot be found objectively, but then it does exist by way of designation or by way of name, nominally, and therefore it can be established, the form can be established. And we can say, talk about form, this is the form and so forth. And therefore, emptiness is form in Heart Sutra, means it's because form cannot exist independently other than depending on its other factors. Therefore, there's nothing else but this empty nature of the form. And therefore, the form is possible because it comes through dependence on other factors. And therefore, we have the two truths within the context of the form. The form itself being the conventional existence, and then the ultimate nature or or the ultimate reality or the truth of form is its emptiness. So this is what the form is, emptiness, and emptiness is form teaches. And so the emptiness and the ultimate nature of form and the conventional form itself can are the same in nature, as we say, and but then they're different or distinct in conception or conceptually distinct. And therefore, for its existence depends on other factors. But then when we see something, when we hear something or something, some experience arises in us, what happens is we actually look at that object as being having some kind of independent existence, just as it appears to us that it has some independent existence. And so we cling on to this independent existence or objective existence in things when they appear to us. And so although we say, oh, the things are dependent, that things come through dependence of these causes, and therefore we can say this arises in dependence on that thing, and this ceases because of this. But then when we actually look at these things, we have this clinging to independent existence, objectively existing, arising and cessation. And so accordingly, what happens is we develop attachment to things onto which we see as being attractive objectively, or we become averse to seeing some unwanted thing or unattractive thing in those things which we consider to be unattractive. And so we, of course, do usually say that what is wrong in, you know, becoming attached, having this attachment to something which is beautiful. I'm actually not exaggerating some beauty in there. Their beauty is already there, therefore I have this attraction towards it, and I have attachment. And then when you say, when you are angry with somebody, you would say, oh, I'm angry with the person because he is worth, this person has this and this character, and that makes me angry. I'm actually being realistic. But then we also think that without attachment and aversion or anger and so forth, we cannot live our life. But what we have to actually see is that we are not able to see the reality in the things when we have attachment or aversion to them. Because even scientists like Aaron Beck, who is a psychiatrist, and has once told me that when we become angry at somebody, and we actually project the negative called qualifications on attributes onto that person, we see the person negative. But actually, the negativity, 90%, when if you really carefully check, he told me that 90% of that negativeness is actually our mental projection. And so we actually cling on to some true existence in things and exaggerate. Although the things may be attractive or unattractive, we not only see the attractiveness or the unattractiveness, but we actually exaggerate something more onto them. And then we become, you know, angry or attached. And through this, I mean, we have attraction or attachment and anger and towards others. And therefore, we cause problems. Therefore, we, in order to get rid of the problems, overcome these problems, and there's no other way than seeing emptiness. So emptiness, without the understanding and insight into emptiness, you cannot uproot the fundamental cause of these problems at all, the ignorance. And therefore, we need to understand emptiness. And within this context, you need to understand about the contradictions, the opposing factors.